start, so it's really good scoring that first shift. It's a different game when you play with the lead. And yeah, that kind of dictated the way we played a little bit. But, you know, the one part was that probably last 11 minutes of the second period was tough. They were tough on them, and we just, I don't know, we just didn't have any legs. We were, you know, you turn the puck over, it's going to hurt you. The big thing was Vassy was on, and he bailed us out, and we made some couple 10 bell saves. Big one on Bill in the first period. And so I didn't like we had to rely on him so much at the end of the second, and then, you know, we met there. It's one of those nights too, and we didn't get a power play all night. You know, we've got to kill a few off, so that sometimes swings momentum, but it was a big kill there and that at the end of the third period.
Suski says he likes the more higher shot volumes of 30 or 35 shots. I know you don't want to give up that many shots, but you notice when he's on, kind of feeling it when you see him in a game where he's kind of in command, I guess, of worry.
Yeah, I don't know. Everybody has their needs and wants, but it's just, you got to play defense. And sometimes you're giving up some shots. And, you know, Montreal's a shot volume team. They're not always the grade A's, but they put a lot of putts at net. So, you know, that number's going to go high. We're looking at, you know, what kind of shots we're giving up. And like I said, when we stretch there, we give up some chances we just can't give up. But we haven't been doing that too often. And like I said, Montreal's a desperate team. And we need to come in here and take those. We don't want them to come and throw to us. We did that tonight. Now we just move on down.
Seth Corey, want to jump right in. How big was that first shift there?
Well, the first couple shifts. Our last two games had horrendous starts. And a couple weeks later, we got that first one. We had the puck on the left in the first period. But after they scored that tie at Kuch to get that second one right away to bring us back to lead. That's going to coach. It's better to play with the lead than the right.
Five wins in a row. What struck you the most about this stretch? You haven't all been perfect games, of course, but what has kind of stood out to you in the stretch where you've won these five in a row and how you've done it?
Well, we've won them, but the way we played pretty solid in some of these games. And some, you know, we've had some bad starts and had to come from behind, so we were very fortunate. We did that last couple games, and then this one we got the lead. But you have to close these ones out. I felt like early in the year, maybe we let a point slide or we don't close it out. Now we're closing them out. That's what we got to do if you want to try and make the playoffs.
Do you know who scored that first one? Is it switched back and forth between Cirelli and Stamkos on that goal sheet?
So I think I know who scored it, but who'd they end up trying to give it to? Cirelli.
They gave it to Cirelli in the end, but when you saw it live, could you tell?
No, you couldn't tell, but I think it ended up being Cirelli.
Thanks, guys.
Merci beaucoup.
Je t'en prie.